All right, on the injury front, Jared Smith, wide receiver, he got a little bit of a hamstring strain, but we think he's going to be fine. And Tyler Bray is making progress. Chris Conley is making progress with the knee. Demetrius Harris with his foot. He had surgery on that, you know. And, again, every day is an important day for him on his recovery. And then Junior Hemingway has a hip sprain, and he's working to come back from that. JMJ had the calf strain. He's doing okay. And Dontari Poe's making progress. David Irvin practiced today. And anyway, so listen, this practice today is a 10-10-10 practice. Again, a little bit what I told you the other day. So you're servicing each other. You're kind of rolling people in and out with each group and making sure everybody gets enough reps there. You know, you can't read into it too much from starters and that, because we're trying to get reps in and that's and try to balance them out the best we can in this type of practice. So that's what this was. And if you see somebody get beat, it's probably because it's an offensive or defensive period, and that scout team player has been told to do something so that they normally wouldn't do. All right, time's yours.
Andy, have you seen enough from Dolphins line and defensive line so far to avoid hitting free agent market?
Yeah, well, we've had two days of contact, so we'll keep. John's always going to keep his eyes open for, you know, for that type of stuff. That's what that department does. But the guys are working hard. We're 2 days into it, so you can't take much out of that. You've got to keep on rolling here. And I like the effort. I like what I'm seeing. I'm seeing some improvement from some guys, and you know, we got to keep getting better.
Through the 2 days, what is your impression of Fisher, the shape he came back in?
Yeah, you know what? He's actually doing very well. Yeah, he's had a good camp the last couple of days here. So yeah.
You see a difference in him physically?
Well, he looks good. You know, he had a good off season of lifting, which is like which I thought was very important. Where he didn't have a surgery involved with it, and so and he came back in great shape, and then it's paid off for him out here for the 2 days of life that we've had.
Coach, what's the biggest difference you've seen with Marcus Cooper in training camp compared to how he ended last season?
Yeah, Coop, I love his competitiveness. We obviously love his size, and he's very, very smart. You know, that's one of the things you like about him. So, you know, I have nothing but good things to say about him. I think he's I can't believe, Adam, that you didn't turn your phone off. Doggone, man.
Where's this technique compared to last year?
I think he's just more comfortable all the way around with it. His pass protection, he's strong with his hands. He's keeping them tight. And it sounds like that's a pretty simple thing to say, but it's it takes a little bit of time to develop that.
And remember, you told us, like, I think it was last preseason, that the injury, the shoulder injury, kept him from getting his hands up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's safe to say you're seeing progress there with that technique.
Yeah, he's stronger. I mean, and so I think that's a big thing, where there's a time and a place where you've got to deliver, and you see the drill going on over here. Those guys work like crazy to get your hands out of the way, and so you got to have strength there to deliver on that. And that's what I thought he needed to add this past offseason.
Andy, I know you trust Gene and Andy to do their thing, but like, after practices, do you go back and look at the one-on-ones at all, or do you just kind of trust for their?
Nah, I don't ever watch tape. Come on, I watch it. I watch everything about 10 times, but that's all right. You know, I just do this for that. This is my hobby right here.
You've been in situations where you guys got the regular season wrapped up and you're kind of looking forward to the postseason. Royals are kind of in that now. What's kind of your message to keep that kind of?
Oh, man. Hey, listen, they don't need to be told anything from me. They're rolling. Skip does a great job keeping all those guys going. I had a chance to go down there for their spring training and watch them for a day, and they've got a great locker room, which is huge, especially this time of the year. They've got a great manager, they're fun to watch.
How do you get a good locker room? I mean, you see the way they have it, you kind of have one too. to. How do you develop?
Yeah, well, a lot of it is the combination of the general manager and the coach and the people that they bring in, and you know, the leadership that you have in there. So, and I think they're tremendous in all three of those areas. They've got a great GM, they've got a great manager, and they've got players that want to be good and work together to be good.
On the off day on Thursday, what's the player's responsibility?
To get wherever they're going and come back on time and be safe and good citizens.
Coach, 1 week ago you said that in retrospect you didn't get the guys prepared properly for the open. You said that last year. In the first week of training camp, what have you done differently that you feel better prepares them this year?
Well, this actually right here was a new practice, and there's certain small things that you can work on during this. And so we've added this into the mix, and hopefully, you know, it gets us off to a better start.
How much can it help Eric having a veteran, steady guy like Ben next to him, who's seen it all, kind of knows stuff, can identify stuff?
Yeah, right. I would tell you he's coming into his third year, so he's seen quite a bit. Just I'm talking about Fish now, and then. It's that communication right there and that trust in the guy next to you, which ends up, and that's not that he didn't have it with McGlynn or Link. It's not that they didn't have, but he's into his third year, and now he's got an all-pro player next to him. I mean, that's a great thing. And that whole group, it's got to be five guys kind of dancing the same dance, and as fast as they can get on that page, it's important.
Dave, Karen, and then Adam.
Andy, we saw a lot last year how much you liked these two tight ends beyond Kelsey. Are you happy with what you got at that position, especially with Harris?
Yeah, well, Harris is making progress to get himself back. He was really coming on before the Buffalo game there. And then you add in Gordon and Taylor and Schultz, and there's some good guys there that can work into potentially a second or third spot. So I think we've got good competition there, and for what we do, I mean, we've got some pretty good players there.
Tara.
Yeah, well, there's some rules here that are new. Every seventh day, the players get a day off. So that's not something that we had before. And so I think that kind of works right into it. The other thing is it's really not two-a-days. You've got one practice a day, and then you have a walkthrough. So that adds into it. So you don't have to do a whole lot. You're trying to get as many reps in as you can with that type of schedule.
Last couple.
Tyler Bray, is he anywhere close to being able to return?
He's getting better. He's not quite there, though. Yeah.
And you got, I think, 2 weeks left here, about 2 weeks. I mean, is it realistic to think he could be out here?
Yeah, we've just got to see. We're trying to take it day by day and just make sure. I mean, he's still early out of this thing, and I want to make sure we put him in a good situation. So.
Last one.
Sure, Kendrick West. Does he do anything for you guys offensively that maybe the other two guys don't? I mean, is there something to him that's kind of an added value?
Fly this leg. He's got great quickness. And so that's a positive from that standpoint. It makes him a little bit different than the other two. He's a little bit smaller, right? So it's a different look than the other two guys, but in a positive way. So.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.